Greetings! Greetings, greetings, greetings once again in the name of the Most High. Greet you about with all that's going on around us. I greet you with a blessing. A blessing that comes from being on the side of and in the truth. On the side of that which is real. Connected to that which is life-giving. Connected to that which is a reinforcement of your humanity. And your personal experience that we all go through something here. You've got a personal experience. I've got one as well. But in that experience that we go through while we're here, your growth, your development, your experiences, yet you are connected to and one with the source of all, the Most High. As human, You are above, not below. As a son of the Most High, as a daughter of the Most High, you are the highest form here, because you've got that within. Now, there's a lot of things that would try to bring you down and make you believe you're something less. Take away your identity. Make you feel like you're something else. Bring you down. Listen, you've got to remember who you are. You've got to be reminded, because they keep trying to steal that from you, and they keep trying to brainwash you into something else. You've got to recognize, remember, and move in who you are. So now, what are some things that will help? Okay, here's a few things that will help. Frequencies. Whoa. Crazy. There we go. Frequencies. The world and the world frequencies are set in such a way to try to take you down and to drone you continuously and bludgeon you continuously. So the frequencies of the world are set against you. Whether it's in the things that you watch, whether it's in the air, whether it's the electronics, the music, the things reinforced by other people, you know, all of that, the frequencies are, and so what do? Well, you can cancel out those ones and use something that's more in line, that resonates with who you are within. See, those external things that come, They're designed to try to keep you shackled, to keep you down. How do you say it? Sophagic scales. 369. There's a lot of frequencies in there. 9 main ones. And these frequencies, when you listen to them, they're different. There's something different in them. You feel different. So use them. You can search them out. There's just play them. Just watch how it changes the environment. Watch how it changes your own experience of what's going on around you. You know, there's experiments that people like Nikola Tesla did, where in New York, when he was, you know, before he moved out to Colorado, he actually was doing frequency experiments, and he was finding out if he could just hit the right note, the right frequency, how the frequency of a building, for example, how it could potentially just bring down the entire building. So, you know, There's a reason, and then, you know, people thought there was an earthquake, but he figured something out about frequencies and about the resonance within an object. In our case, within a human being. So now that you've got the example of the opera singer, right, who hits that high note and all the glasses shatter. She hits the frequency of the note of the glass, of that crystal. You know, sometimes when you want to test a glass, you can find that by just going around the edge of the glass. You can hear what that frequency is. And when people match it and they play that frequency back with enough amplitude, the glass will shatter. Now, that being the case, these are things that are just, these are known things. So what is the frequency of love? What is the frequency of human? What is the frequency of health in your body? What's the frequency of health? How about this? What's the frequency of fear? Do you think that they've not been playing that one continuously over every single possible channel they can for the last year and a half? So you got to cancel those ones out if they're not what you want to be your life and your experience. If you don't want to be filled with fear, then drown out and cancel out the frequencies of fear. If you want your life and your expression of your human experience at such a time as this, time being a false construct, but yeah, if you want your experience to be love, peace, creation, expansion, excitement, going from strength to strength, well, match that frequency, find that frequency, and connect up with others that are in that same place, because you'll reinforce it with each other. You know, there's a reason they try to keep us away from each other. There's a reason they try to keep you isolated. You know, whenever the world and the worlders try very hard to push a particular agenda, I can't help but feel the opposite is what's going to be in my best interest. If they tell me stay 6 feet away, I want to hug somebody. If they tell me whatever it is, I just, because I don't believe them. If you know that they're not coming from a place of your best interest, that they're coming from a place of control, manipulation, lies, deceit, personal agendas, trying to destroy people and get rich at the same time. You know, there's a movie. It's an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. I just kept getting reminded of this. There's a scene. I think the movie was either U.S. Marshals or maybe True Lies, if that's a title. But Arnold Schwarzenegger is on this plane. And he's now been subdued by a dirty U.S. Marshal who's, you know, corrupt and trying to find his witness. Oh, Eraser, because he was, that's the name of the movie, I think, because he was hiding people from the mob. And, but there's a line in that movie where Arnold is asking this guy, why'd you do it? You know, you're a traitor, you're this, you're that. And the guy says, well, you know, he speaks about different wars. He says, well, you know, Vietnam we lost, the Gulf we won. He said, what's the difference? The difference is who got dead and who got rich. He says he'd rather be the one that gets rich. Now, you know, they put stuff like that in there, in these movies for a reason. And there is that thought process with these guys. They actually want to get rich while you get dead. If you understand that, you can make a lot of sense from how the medical industrial complex works, which is treatments, not cures. Because if I can treat you and cure you for $1, $2, $5, versus treat you for $200,000 over the course of a year, 2 years, 3 years, and extract value out of you, and it's a business and they don't care for you, then yeah. You know, you've got to recognize where people are coming from, where industries are coming from, how they reinforce each other, and how if you're healthy, if you're financially independent, if you've got your feet under you, if your family's strong, if you all love each other, if you've got some good friends around you, if you know what's going on, if you're active as part of a solution and you're making a difference in the lives of others, that's very dangerous to them. What they would rather you do is you go be isolated, sick, broken down, extracting the value out of you, and in that process, taking from taking everything from you, then you die on cue, just to be replaced by the next one. In the Mobius loop, just going around and around and around, and then extracting the energy out of you and off of you while you're stuck in a loop. Loop up and loop out. We're going from strength to strength. We're going on the way out. We're transitioning out. And listen, it's just for us to cut out of this place, that's not enough. We need to bring a whole lot of people with us. That's part of the call. The call is to bring a lot of people with you. Freedom. People leaving this prison, this trap, this illusion, this delusion, this false construct for that which is real. So we make the truth known. Use the things that you can. So loop up to loop out. Use the frequencies. That'll help. Yeah, you can find some of them and just play them. Just play them. Play them in the background while you do things. Cancel out what they're doing. We have the ability to manifest what's true. You're not dependent. You're not stuck. You and I, we are the error correctors. We are the solution. We are the answer. That's why we're here. The answer needs to be applied. Action, my friends. Take an action. One more thing. Break the patterns. Do something different. Use the frequencies. Break the patterns. Do something different today. Something that you've never done. Go ahead. Try it. See what happens. Everybody break pattern. They can't predict you. Let them scramble with their AIs. AI can only work with the available information. When you bring something new into it, it's got to try to recalculate. Everything's thrown off out of sync. That's okay. You keep going from within. They will never know what you're going to do without. All right. We love you guys. Bless you. Drop us an email. faithmix@gmail.com. Always love to hear from you. Talk to you again sometime soon. Bye.